So I'm going to, so first of all, I just want to make sure, using the old numbers, the math, old numbers.
Being
the,
this or
yeah,
the
well,
bond council
the one on bond council spreadsheet, the numbers are accurate. Now we have to add, bump up the numbers.
Right? Where would you like to bump up the numbers?
Well, we know that they were going from 330 to 7 to 3 to 400, right?
330 to
400. So there's a 70,000 bump, call it.
And okay. That's on that comes the out of the village fund.
General.
And Alan, are you saying that the 135 is something that you want to just take out of this
yes.
altogether?
I'm saying, as far as I'm concerned, the 515 should be incorporated in the 3,120,000.
Okay. So what's happening is that you're actually the numbers would be lower because, but basically. What you're saying is that you're going to bump the 70 and then you're going to take out the 135.
Right. So I'm saying the delta of 55 is a net reduction.
It's a gain.
And then you have to add 300 for CHA.
No, he's already included. His numbers are already in.
Not in the 4.1?
Yeah, no, they are. They're in here. His numbers are there. His number of 366,175 is in those numbers.
Sorry, you're quoting a number that's not on a spreadsheet we have.
Sorry, can I just make a point? Mm-hmm. The net proceeds, Alan, of 4.1, right?
Yep.
You have to add to that the 369. Mm-hmm. And if you, the 4.4 would cover both the dam cost plus the consulting fees, plus the 135, plus the 330, right?
Okay.
So it's, the 4.1 is really 4.44.
That's right.
Okay. And Maureen, just to be clear, that's assuming a cost overage allowance of 8% on the total project. Is that what you're working under the assumption of?
I think, yeah, we have to ask Mike that.
Yes, the CHA assumptions.
Yeah.
Right? So we're working under 8% cost overrun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is what we're budgeting.
What are we bumping up? We're bumping up the road. Alan, what do you want to do with this Pawtucket water tank?
No, it's more than that. He's saying to take out the 135 altogether. He's saying to take it out altogether
from
and to put it into the water budget.
Yes. No, to do a bond, but just for the water.
No, I'm not saying issue a bond.
He's just saying to take it out and to use the water fund. Use the water fund to fix the tank. Let me say that
it's not fair to make the current.
You're going to be short. Because you still need to raise something in the water fund to do the trunk line, or you can't do Continental Road. Where are you going to get the $189,000?
And also, you can't.
We disagreed. We had $277,000.
Alan, you can't force the current residents to pay for the future use.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what you're doing.
That's the whole point.
The bond, when we do a new road. We bond the big road.
We haven't done a road like this.
And that's what we're doing. This is a 15-year road.
You've already heard it.
I'm just saying.
It'll be fine.
Greater good, right?
Right, but what I'm trying to say is we don't want to have too much, remember, in the bond number. So that's what I'm going to lean on. CHA, what would be the right number to put in the bond, the dam portion of the bond, that we know we're going to spend? We just don't want to have money sitting around for 30 years that we don't spend in a bond.
But so, we're authorizing here. We're not taking down.
Right.
I think you're already at the 515.
Yes.
You got
and to Claudio's point, what we've done is we've bumped up Continental and Clubhouse Roads from 330 to 400.
Yeah.
That in itself
can adjust some of that to the water main
underneath.
Yeah, that'll be helpful.
So
let me ask if we could use water under that tranche. Kevin or John, if we have more money in
the road tranche,
can we use that to do the infrastructure underneath the road that has to be done?
The water main under the road.
The water main under the road. Under the description of that bond.
If you're doing water main work, it should be done with water main money.
Yeah. That has to be under its own tranche. It's like a sewer. You can't. If you do sewers, that has to be under a bond specifically for sewers. So that's why we did it.
Okay.
So let's look at the question. What do we do about Pawtucket? Do we leave it as is? Do we put in 200,000?
My general attitude is, till we have a remote idea what the costs are.
We're authorizing here only. We're not.
I don't want to authorize unknown. I'm happy to go ahead and increase the amount towards the dam. I want to take the 515 that was in the water distribution, bundle that into the dam, and say that's how much the dam's costing us. I don't want to create a side category where it just creates opacity with regard to the costing.
But son, I think they did that because it has to do with tubing from the upper Wee-Wah to the lower Wee-Wah, and that has a different lifespan. And
well, no, they're all 30 years.
They're all 30 years.
They're both 30 years.
All the water and the other is all 30 years.
It was really this idea that you might have savings. That's the real purpose of it. Was if you had savings, and that you could have had savings, you had some flex. So that as a village, you wouldn't have this, like, let's say, sterile money just sitting somewhere that you're paying interest on.
It was to your earlier question
how likely is it that this is going to probably kind of come in? Really, it's just one of those things where it's probably very unlikely that you'll have savings.
Yeah.
But if you did, this would just prevent you from having sterile money.
I understand that concept, but I also believe that these numbers are a ridiculously underestimating the cost. So I don't think I recognize that point. Mm-hmm. And history of prior administrations mm-hmm. shows that we've issued bonds and we're just paying interest, and it's not a cost-efficient way to manage our money. I totally accept that argument. I don't think that'll be the case with regard to this. I just think, in terms of clarity for everybody, to know that the dam is costing this amount is far more valuable, and that's it. Once we get costing
as financial, let's say as a financial, we'll call it committee people, I'm just speaking for myself. I am completely indifferent to whether it's in two categories or in one.
Right. It's a flexibility.
Completely indifferent. Yeah. It would be great to have it. Do I think it's highly likely that there will be almost no money left over?
Yes.
I think that's highly likely. Right, because we already have an estimate, right, that we're very within a certain range.
And we also have the option of, we have monies that are in a bond right now of 600 and change that was targeted for East Village Waterline that we're not ready to use. We could use that those funds.
So, that's where you're probably where you should be. That's a better way to use it.
Money's just sitting there.
I didn't even realize that was there.
Yeah, but that money's just sitting there.
We just found a home for it.
There you go. Okay.
Good.
All right. So let's. I'm going to go over it again.
The numbers that we're comfortable with.
How about you read them into record what they are, and then we know what.
Let him tell us first.
I'm just saying the source in all three scenarios are the same. The sources are the same. The uses are the same.
Can I ask Debbie just one question? Debbie, on the bond that's current right now today, sitting in the bank for water, I have the old bonds here and we could read them. Can we use that bond for the water main under Continental Road or for the water tanks?
On Pawtucket.
I actually brought those bonds with me tonight. The bonds were labeled water supply and water distribution.
There you go.
They're fine.
Okay.
Bingo.
So, do you want me to bring them out? Do we want to read them or no?
You don't have to do that.
We do. Okay. We can just start using the money.
Okay. Might as well use it. Then if we have to do something for East Village Waterline, that's a whole nother animal.
Okay. Right. So I'm just going to.
It is our east.
I'm going to summarize, Mary Jo. I'm sorry.
Far away.
I'm going to summarize.
The east. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's what's called
these. Uses in all three scenarios: base case, case one, and case two. They're all the same. $400,000 for rehab two roads.
Agreed.
There's going to be only now a new category. They're called dam.
Let's just call it dam.
Dam. Dam. Whatever project. Dam project.
Dam project. Agreed.
Okay, dam project, and it's going to have the sum of $3,120,000. Plus 515, right? That number.
It's and work on the pond and the Wee-Wah dams.
And what's the chance of it being stale money?
Dams project. Dams project.
Okay, that's $3 million.
It's going to sit to Alan's stale money.
So here we go.
And then what we're saying is the cash on hand, the 260, which is cash on hand from the previous bond, and the 100-pay grant are washing out for all intents and purposes.
Yes.
The CHA.
The 269 so and the 100.
Totally agree.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so that's $3,635,000 is what the dam is.
Right, so then the sum of it is 4,000,035.
The uses.
Uses.
So I just want to make sure in the resolution, you're approving uses, not prices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think you also have to approve, you have to
not
approve
yes, par amounts. Yes, uses, not sources.
Do you have to approve par amounts or anything like
no.
that?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
We're authorizing par amounts.
At the end of the day, you're approving a par amount.
Yeah, you're authorizing par amounts.
Right. Okay, so we need to. So let's. Okay.
You will be very safe.
All right.
We're
going to
do the one for case two.
No, so case two, well, I think you probably should authorize a par amount of $4 million.
For the dam?
For everything.
And what are the categories?
It's just the two. It's just the two ones. It's rehab two roads and the dams project.
Correct. Clubhouse road extension, Clubhouse Continental is one catch-all, mm-hmm. and then the other catch-all is
dams project.
Yes.
And dams,
two dams.
If we get money left over in that, we're not gonna.
I don't think you're gonna have any money left over on that. We pretty much know that's not gonna happen.
You're writing it really narrow.
I
know.
That's what I'm worried about.
We're writing it really narrow doing that. Before it was more loosely written.
Sorry, so Maureen, what project have you ever done on your house where you've had only 8% cost overrun?
But she's giving you a way. She's giving you a way to make it more.
Well, you're a battle axe, that's why.
And hold on. Maureen, speak up.
No.
I mean, there's an 8%. You're right. There's 8% potential cost overrun cushion here. But I guess what I'm saying is that you've acknowledged that historically we've kept money trapped, unfortunately.
Agreed.
So that's what you're doing again.
So I'm just saying is that if that happens for some unknown reason, if the price of asphalt falls dramatically, or whatever, stone falls dramatically, we're going to have trapped money here.
Yeah, why would she's given you a way to write this in a very broad way, and you're narrowing her down?
I that's agree because I have
money.
Complete clarity with regard to costing.
You can have the clarity,
you know what?
Not the sources.
To me, transparency is worth the price of that. That's the bottom line to me.
That's not an argument. You can have transparency.
Well, it is an argument. It might not be one you accept, but it's
you have full transparency without putting yourself into a box that you're going to sit there and regret it 6 months from now, 9 months from now.
Okay, so here we go. Can we just agree that there's no question that this dam is not going to come out cheaper than 3,651.
No, I'm not going to agree with that.
No, because that's the amount right
that's
here.
That's the minimum.
That's
3,651,931
is exactly what McNamee is going to be coming in at.
Right. No, Mitchell, I was talking about.
I'm talking about the uses.
It's plus the 3,69.
Right, I know that, but I'm just saying what Matt
I'm talking about
bid
the,
is.
Mitchell, I was just talking about the source, the uses.
I know.
The uses
right.
We know are $3,120,000 plus the 515.
Right.
So that's $3,635.
Let me get a spreadsheet.
And then plus the 400.
Give yourself a little flexibility here.
Yeah, and then you're right there. You're right there. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You're right there.
I mean,
and not that, but you have. I hopefully you'll have four or five votes.
Yes.
So just give me the numbers.
Let's
go do this trade.
Give me the numbers. Let's do this trade.
I mean, seriously.
Close the deal.
Let's close this thing.
Yes.
So I need the numbers to put into the paperwork.
Okay. So what he'll have to do, the only thing, do you need the numbers?
I need
400 is the use. On
the roads.
Two roads, and $3,635,000 is the use on the dams project.
$3,635,000.
Okay, and those are the two bonds.
And that's it. We're doing no.
And you have to do case one, case two, case three, but you're going to use a par value of $4 million, right? Which is the case. Number two,
right?
But grossed up for another, what's the number we have in here?
Case two is the 75 bips, though.
We're just being super, ultra conservative.
Okay. We can't hedge muni rates.
Yeah, we're doing it 75 basis points.
We can't hedge muni rates, unfortunately. So
yeah.
We're saying
All right, so we got it.
Yep. Now, go ahead.
Okay, so now I'm going to lean, right. I'm going to lean right. to you, right. you John,
I
for 1 second.
So,
all I would ask that you give me in the next day or two is a new spreadsheet that would just show the two tranches. One of the roads,
the road?
400. 400 for the roads, and what you call other projects, could you rename that and just call it
Dam.
Dam project?
Dams.
Dams. In plural, yeah. Dams.
Yep.
And that will be, we'll be doing that at 3635.
And the water?
And there's
no, 36.
No, they're not in. They're not in. That's going to go to those other the other bonds that are already issued.
We're going to use the bonds that already exist right now for Eastfield.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Cost
that's a good one.
We should never rush.
Par, so the issue cost is paid for itself.
We need to do Pawtucket.
Yes.
We're going to. We've got $600,000.
We're doing it from the existing bonds.
From an existing bond.
Yeah, and is the DC making us come in and fix the East Village water line or no?
They'll all get fixed with all that money.
Yes. I mean, we're trying to, we can finally allocate resources that we have and deploy them efficiently.
Right.
I mean,
576.
There's 576,000, 189 plus 135 plus another 200.
It's all there.
That was not good math, but it's somewhere.
Really?
Can I just ask one question so we get it all right?
Yes, sir.
The amount of bond authorization for the roads will be bond authorization will be what?
400.
You're talking about in par value,
in par
amount,
sort or in uses.
If we do everything in par for the night, it's going to be less than that. If you do everything in par and authorize $4,035,000, you've got
right.
everything you need covered.
Let's do that. $4,035,000.
We need $100,000, $150,000 for the water company for
long-term. But if you authorize the par of $4,035,000, you will be absolutely comfortable and safe.
Let's do it.
Fine.
$4,035,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Instead of 4 million, because he's doing the numbers right now.
We need, like, Alan, we need 100, 150.
Wait, I'm sorry, John, they're speaking over you. We got to let John speak for a second.
No, I apologize.
No.
If you operate 4,035,000 with 400 for the road and 3.635 for the dam, we will not go over that. All the premium will go to reduce those costs.
Can I ask you, are we safe on our budget? I've allocated $150,000 off of all of the calculations you gave for the interest only that we'll be paying for 2017-18 budget. Would that still be enough with the new numbers? If that's how it works first year. Is that enough?
Lower. It's not like, it's like, almost like a okay. I think it's like a grace period.
That's how it is. That's how it
lower.
Works. If he on one of these documents that he sent us.
Oh, that 65 pager. Yes, my enthusiasm wanes.
All right. So
no interest. Interest free for 3 months.
Essentially, what we'll be approving of for the resolution is the issuance of 3,635 bonds. For the dam, am I correct in that assumption, Claude?
Yes.
For the use?
The use is $4,035,000 uses.
Total.
Total uses.
$4 million what?
That's, you know, it's interesting because we were actually
65 I have. Oh no, because this is 400, not
400 plus 3,635 is 4,035,000.
I wrote down the wrong thing here.
So we could just go with that 3.92 par value because it gets us to the total of 4.1 that we had before. That sort of covers us. Yeah, it's 400. You have to authorize 400,000 in rehab roads,
right?
And 3,635 for a combined 4,035,000.
Right, that's what I got. Cool. And are we sure we don't want to do anything? Just for to have for the water fund to just have.
I'm sure because I'm going to throw Maureen's argument in her face, which is we've got money, we haven't used it.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
What else are you going to use the money for?
We're all on the same page. Okay, so ready?
We've got four.
This horse is so dead.
Let's do it.
Well, thank God.
All right.
We didn't rush to pass everything last month.
I'd like to make a motion.
We wouldn't have come to this conclusion.
I'd like to make a motion that we, a motion for the resolution authorizing the issuance of $3,635,000 bonds of the Village of Tuxedo Park, Orange County, New York, to pay the cost of the construction, reconstruction, or addition to various river-relating reservoirs located in said village. Do I have a second?
Second.
Sorry, can you just read the verbiage?
Sure.
Because you're issuing two different resolutions, one for each type of bond.
A resolution authorizing the issuance of $3,635,000 bonds of the Village of Tuxedo Park, Orange County, New York, to pay the cost of the construction, reconstruction, or addition to various river-regulating reservoirs located in said village.
Sorry, who came up with that wording?
Bond council.
Bond council.
Statutory, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Magical.
I'll second that. I'll make it easy for you.
We already got a second. All in favor?
Jump on the bandwagon.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Right.
Aye.
There we go.
Unanimous.
Thank you, gentlemen. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Now we got to do the road.
Aren't you glad we thought this all through?
Second. Great minds all work together beautifully. I love it. I'd like to make a motion that we pass a resolution authorizing the issuance of $400,000 bonds of the Village of Tuxedo Park, Orange County, New York, to pay the cost of the construction, reconstruction, widening, or resurfacing of various highways, roads, streets, and parkways located in said village. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
So that's Pepperidge Road we're talking about.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.